We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
These broadcasts get more and more hardcore is because the news is getting crazier. Events on this planet are accelerating. World government has openly been announced. The large six megabanks that control most of the planet's wealth and natural resources and populations through derivatives and fractional reserve banking fraud have maneuvered themselves into almost complete control over the globe. They are mopping up third world countries in Africa, Latin America, Eastern Europe, and areas of Asia, and of course the Middle East. They're mopping them up. The global government stratagem to take over countries is fund rebels that then attack the government, whether that government's good, bad, or indifferent, and then call it a humanitarian mission to send in special forces, arms, air bombardments. And then the goal is wreck the country and basically have no central government so that the West can come in with mercenaries and steal the entire resources of the nation. I mean, I have the New York Times here in Uganda last year going, oh, isn't it too bad that under UN rules, private mercenary groups went in and killed entire villages for their property. But it is for the earth. But do you see groups like Kony 2012 and Bill Gates and Angelina Jolie, the reanimated corpse of tyranny, do you see them running around getting upset about that? No. They cloak their mass murder, they cloak their eugenics, they cloak their extermination worldwide in humanitarianism. And I already knew all this, but since it was pointed out to me 5-6 days ago, now it's had like 100 million views, this Kony 2012 documentary, and now it's collapsed and blown up in their face as it comes out that the president of Uganda has been involved killing millions, that he is backed by the West, that Joseph Kony hasn't been seen in 5 years and only had 500 fighters and is a nobody, kind of like a Jesse James type, and that it all is a pretext funded by the State Department to attack Africa with AFRICOM, and the Pentagon announcing this new jurisdiction where it's going to attack and drone and kill whoever it wants. And the Pentagon doesn't work for us. It works for the big megabanks, just like NATO does. And so Angelina Jolie has come out and said, arrest the head of Lord's Resistance Army. Maybe Joseph Kony's been dead for 5 years, like some said. They've got him frozen. They're going to roll him out as some new bin Laden thing. I don't know. But it made me go back and revisit her. What a monster she is. What a demonic monster she is. And I've shot a video. It's up at InfoWars.com that's got links to the mass murder of the UN in Uganda itself that she could care less about. I mean, there's a tsunami, unfortunate pun intended, of death over Africa that's UN and globalist financed, and she found a crooked toenail somewhere and now says, bring in the whole UN for more tyranny because Joseph Kony. So I went and researched her again just to remind me of just how bad she is and to confirm my memory, and she is a giant UN envoy cheerleader for the invasion and mass murder in Libya, Syria, Iran, Iraq, UN programs, carbon taxes, humanitarian wars. The so-called anti-war left is a bunch of vicious eugenics killers with a liberal cover. They know exactly who they are. This monster is not a useful idiot. So if Kony needs to be arrested, you need to be arrested because you're like a Nazi propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels, for the UN and the New World Order and got a lot more death under your belt, honey, than Joseph Kony ever will. I know you think it's tough because you're the Illuminati Tomb Raider, but I'm here to tell you something. We're going to expose you, witch. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us for this very important Sunday transmission. It is the 11th day of March, 2012. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours. Then I shall return tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And we also have the 7 p.m. Central transmission, the InfoWars Nightly News. I am your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I know we have a lot of new listeners every day and every evening, so let me just briefly tell you who I am. I am a classical liberal in the vein of Thomas Jefferson. The current political terms of conservative and liberal mean nothing and are used to distract and divert. I believe in private property. I believe in national sovereignty. I believe in the right of the family. I believe in the right of self-determination and to be left alone and have maximum freedom as long as it doesn't infringe on someone else's freedom. I believe in liberty. And more of it, and still more. That's what this transmission stands for. And I stand for the little guy. I stand for the widows and the orphans and the people that are defenseless. Not because I'm a hero, but because that's what beats in my heart. That's my goal. I am disgusted by bullies and tyrants and thugs and deceivers using the public's ignorance to control and manipulate them. And I am here to attempt to bring knowledge and understanding, not to teach you what I have discovered, but to teach you how to discover reality for yourself. I want you to take the blinders off. I'm here to try to get you to wake up and then discover reality for yourself, because I'm here to tell you, we are not in Kansas anymore. Let me tell you what's coming up today. Will a sitting president finally be held accountable for high crimes and misdemeanors? Eric Blair asked at InfoWars.com. And what do we speak? On the 8th of March, just last week, legislation was introduced in the House and the Senate for high crimes and misdemeanors against Barack Hussein Obama for violation of Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 of the U.S. Constitution, for launching the Libya war, but also saying he's going to launch a Syria war without consulting Congress when Congress levies war, creates a bill of war, a declaration of war, or an authorization of war. It is a high crime and misdemeanor. But I don't even think this impeachment move is hardcore enough, because it doesn't address the fact that this isn't like Julius Caesar, you know, taking over Rome and saying he was a war dictator. That's bad enough. Or what you saw Hitler do. Very bad. But this is actually working for a foreign power. In Congress last Tuesday, the Secretary of Defense, we played the clips throughout the week on the weekday show, they went before the Congress and they said, you have no authority over war now. The president has all the authority because he gets authority from NATO and the UN. And Senator Sessions said, I'm speechless. I'm almost breathless, was the quote. And certainly you need to say right now, Congress, via Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11, is over the war powers. And Panetta said, no, you're not. We take our orders from the UN. And I took calls from the military Wednesday and Thursday and Friday on it. I had colonels calling in, you name it. They were flabbergasted. Now, here's the other big issue. There has been no mainstream media coverage of this. The Drudge Report covered it and linked to a Breitbart video of 7.5-minute compilation. InfoWars.com covered it. Hardly any talk radio covered it. Even conservatives didn't cover it. And I have seen no news articles except one New York Times that just kind of said like it was a side issue. Like, oh, never mind that. Never mind the hole in your head. Never mind, a truck just ran over you. They're like, oh, there's a little fight between the legislative and executive over who launches war. No, there's no fight. It's in the Constitution. But the fact is that they came before them. And there's no news on this. There is a blackout on this information. So I shot a news report and have an article up at Infowars.com breaking down the media blackout on this. Please get it out to everyone. That story's been up since Friday. It's now rolled off into the featured news archive. Just click on that link, and it's right there. Impeachment of Barack Obama. Media blacks out impeachment process of Barack Obama is the title of the article and the video. But there's a new article out today at Infowars.com. Will a sitting president finally be held accountable for high crimes and misdemeanors? And it continues here. Here is what Representative Walter Jones of North Carolina said when he introduced it in the House. It's also in the Senate. And I'll also give you the bill number. Guys, will you pull me the bill back out of the stack from Friday? Because I have the bill number here, but I want to have the actual bill or just show it to people. There's a link to it here in this article. It goes on, expressing the sense of the Congress that the use of offensive military force by a president without prior and clear authorization of an act of Congress constitutes an impeachable high crime and misdemeanor under Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, whereas the cornerstone of the Republic is honoring Congress's exclusive power to declare war under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 of the Constitution. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the House of Representatives, the Senate concurring, that it is the sense of the Congress that except in response to an actual or imminent attack against the territory of the United States, like ICBMs already launched, the use of offensive military force by the president without prior and clear authorization of an act of Congress violates Congress's exclusive power to declare war under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 of the Constitution, and therefore constitutes an impeachable high crime and misdemeanor under Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. You would think that this would be news. Thank you. We called Lamar Smith's office, who's over the Judiciary Committee, who would bring this forward. It's got co-sponsors. And they, in fact, I have the notes of my reporter right here that they wrote Friday. And Lamar Smith's, some of their chief aides, as we went through the phone chain, up the phone ladder, said, we don't know what you're talking about. No such bill exists. Then we finally forced them and said, here it is on thomas.loc.gov. And they said, oh, you gave us the bill number wrong, which we didn't. Library of Congress. In fact, we'll put it on screen for folks. I'll give people a document cam shot if you're watching on prisonplanet.tv right now. It's 112th Congress. This is printed from thomas.loc.gov, CGI-BIN/query:C112:H.CON.res.107. This is from the Library of Congress. Oh, but once, see, you know when the system doesn't want to go somewhere, when they always deny it exists. Kind of like, Obama didn't want the NDAA to be able to secretly arrest you and have you disappear. There's no such bill. Oh, really? Here it is. Oh, it is for you, but he's not going to sign it. Oh, he did sign it, but he won't secretly arrest you in the night for no reason. Oh, he's actually going to go back on that now and will secretly arrest citizens and kill whoever they want. That was announced last week. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, in America, a federal court, Seventh Circuit, ruled last Thursday that police can pull you over without a warrant and download your phone, photos, list, everything, your personal computer. They ruled. They're ruling you can be arrested for videotaping police in public and charged with felonies. Obama signed Friday evening legislation criminalizing with felonies protest, period. The criminalization of protests, say goodbye to free speech. Global Research has the article. By the way, this is getting no news coverage. Obama signs anti-protest trespass bill. Now, here's the issue. There is no news on the impeachment resolution. Lamar Smith, who's always posed as a conservative and is as phony as a $3 bill, just like Mitt Romney, he is acting like it doesn't exist, trying to possum you, and I'm sure it'll work great, because America is in love with being ripped off and scammed and cheated, and that's why we're going to go the way of Nazi Germany or Stalinist Russia, unless we wake up quick. So my point is that secret arrest of citizens, face scanning cameras, downloading our phones with no warrants, UN running the military.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I started to tell you what's coming up today, and of course, burrowed right into the first top story that I've been harping on since last Tuesday when the Pentagon went before Congress and said, you have no authority over war now. And the Congress is like, well, the Constitution, we declare war, we fund you, we commission the officers, because the founders knew you don't just let the president pick his officers and fund everything. You'll get a president who'll take over, like in every other country. And the Pentagon, the Secretary of Defense, the Chairman Joint Chiefs, the Chairman Dempsey, looked at him and said, no, we take orders from the UN. And the senators actually started flushing. Their faces turned red, and they were sounded like Porky Pig on I mean, they couldn't even talk. They couldn't even, and I couldn't talk when I saw it. And now it's not even a news issue. Impeachment has begun against Obama. Did you open up your paper Wednesday morning and read that, or Thursday, or Friday, or Saturday, or Sunday? The answer is no. I did web searches every day since. My entire team did nothing. Nothing. That's why the newspapers are dying. That's why people are tuning out of mainstream television, because they've got to find somebody that'll tell them what's really going on. I remember it was in the radiation monitors. It was on the foreign news that five of the six reactors had blown up at Fukushima and melted down. That's a year ago now today. It's the anniversary. We have Greg Palast, one of the few good mainstream reporters, investigative journalists with BBC, and he's done work for ABC News. You name it. He's going to be joining us in the last 30 minutes today because he's been over to Japan and covered it. But I watched two of the reactors blow up with mushroom clouds. And then I had top physicists, nuclear physicists on, like Dr. Busby, who's also a chemical engineer on top of it. You know, it advises the EU and the UK government. And they had the different radiation sensors picking up the different types of fallout. And so it's like a fingerprint. They knew that fission, massive fission, including explosions, small atomic explosions, which are possible and have happened before in Russia, had taken place in two of the reactors, especially the MOX-3 plutonium General Electric reactor. And, of course, months and months later, they admitted it was true. I was no expert. I just went and had experts on and looked at the makeup of those General Electric reactors, that particular plutonium uranium-based one. They only had one of those, almost 40 years old, only supposed to go 20 years. That radiation just eats through the metal, the concrete, everything. These things are rotten. They're like a 110-year-old man's heart. And you've got them climbing up, you know, 500 flights of stairs every day. What do you think's going to happen? That's why 9 out of 10 reactors, the federal government even admits, the Department of Energy, are leaking radiation worldwide. 9 out of 10. They melt down in Southern California, not even news anymore. They have meltdowns in Illinois and Nebraska and releases in Canada. I mean, I every few weeks I see a little blurb. There was some radiation. Don't worry. The EPA's raised what they say safe. But I remember going and looking at the manufacturer, getting nuclear physicists on. They're like, wow, how do you know all this? I'm like, well, I looked at the plans and I noticed they're storing the fuel rods for 40 years on top of these reactors, and it looks like fuel rods being ejected in the mushroom cloud. In fact, roll the mushroom cloud over me for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If you're a radio listener, just Google Fukushima mushroom clouds. Some of these clouds were 3,000-plus feet in the air, and I could see in the higher-res videos of it what looked like fuel rods. So I went and checked and found out they were storing the spent fuel rods on top of the reactors. About 6 months after the New York Times admitted, oh, they found fuel rods a mile and a half away, and the Japanese government just buried them where they found them. Now, all those millions of tons of junk from Fukushima and the coastline is now, a year later, as we told you, hitting the California and Baja and Western Canada shores. with plutonium all over it. And you know what? The radiation's going up, but it's a minor university footnote at Berkeley that, yeah, we picked up 127 times the normal safe level of this type of radioactive isotope, and we picked up a higher thing here, but it's a lot bigger than Chernobyl. You know, just the MOX-3 reactor they estimate is more than 20 Chernobyls. But Chernobyl, you know, it only quadrupled cancer rates in those areas of Europe around it. This all and the trade winds blew over to America. You know what we do today? We just say everything's fine. And that's my point about the globalists. When we come back from break, I have a Darren McBreen InfoWars special report that we first premiered last Friday evening on the InfoWars Nightly News, where we went out on the streets. You may have seen it. This actually did get reported in a few publications about 3 weeks ago. You may have heard there was a big fight over releasing the research on a killer weaponized bird flu that's been designed to jump into humans and be airborne and kills, you're lucky, this only kills 83-85% of the humans it comes in contact with when it was able to jump. Of course, it's souped up now, but only 80-something percent. The airborne Ebola they've developed, our government, the airborne swine flu, the airborne human mouse pox. Now, those are killing 98, 99, the Ebola, 93, 95. It all varies. And under biodefense, they've got over 200 labs across the United States that are in level 2 facilities that you get into with a swipe card and wear a mask. And in this report coming up, McBreen's got all the numbers where the government says per lab, they estimate 70% chance. 70 plus percent chance that this stuff will get out of one of these labs per lab in the next few decades. And there's 200 plus in the United States alone, like the University of Texas here at Austin has a level 4 bioweapon lab and a level 2 facility. And I've had people in government call me before and say, you ought not be talking about nuclear reactors in North Austin. You ought not be talking about the bioweapons research at UT out at the monkey farms out at Bastrop. And I've said to these government people, they're not calling up threatening me. They're, you know, they're listeners, or I run into them, or they reach out to me and it turns out they are government. And they're saying terrorists might hit there. Look, the terrorists already know this is all there. You mean the terrorists like our government's putting in charge of Libya and trying to have invade Iran and Syria? You mean that Al-Qaeda? The ones they're using in Uganda to start a civil war? You mean those that the CIA created? You mean those? See, I'm the bad man for the fact that UT has two giant, for research reactors, they're as big as they get, nuclear reactors in North Austin. Or bioweapon labs downtown Austin and in Bastrop. Just not supposed to talk about that, because I'm the bad guy for telling you it's there, you have to understand. See, I'm not afraid of imaginary terrorists that I got a 1 in 3.5 million, was it 1 in 3.5 plus million chances of dying from each year as an American. I'm actually worried about stuff that if it's released, will kill everybody. And government all day claims they're taking our rights away to keep us safe, but meanwhile they're endangering us with all these laboratories like the University of Texas, not picking on them, it's just where I live, at Galveston with a level 4 bioweapons lab with stuff in it that'll kill 9 out of 10 people if it gets out. Okay? That's my point. They can't control Fukushima. They can't control these bioweapons. Special report coming up.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
All right, let me settle down just a little bit and get back into our special report here dealing with super weaponized Ebola, bird flu, mouse pox, that kill between 83 to 99% of the humans they come in contact with, depending which variant it is. And, of course, if you were actually watching us at PrisonPlanet.tv, you'd actually be able to see all the articles as Darren McBreen is talking to people on the street here in Austin, Texas. But I find Austin is a good sample for the rest of the country and the world for that matter. But my central point here is we're lectured all day about giving our rights up because the government cares about us and wants to take care of us. But the government itself is just a wide open slot machine for special interests to come in and buy off bureaucrats to basically shut down their competition, give them government bailouts, you name it. And so if you have a family like I do, and you're actually worried about real threats to them, a war with Iran, genetic engineering, GMO foods, all these new wars, these are the real threats. And remember Fukushima. For 3 months, while it was big in the news, they said, there's really no radiation, everything's fine, nothing melted down, it's under control. The reactors, several of them are still smoking and still melting down today. And you don't see any warnings about, hey, don't touch the junk coming in on the California coastline, because it's been soaked in plutonium that's going to be radioactive for billions of years. No, it's just, you know what? Whatever. And they're going to build more reactors, and they're going to let the old ones melt down and rot now. And it's kind of like, oh, we've had Fukushima. Why not have more? The elite have gone crazy. They're really good at training the cops to boss the citizens around and surveil everybody and spy on everybody and act like Joe Schmoes, you know, a dangerous terrorist. But when it comes to real threats, the globalists could care less, because I think they become megalomaniacal. I think they become absolutely hubris-filled and are crazy. And history shows that. Elites normally get like that. After we play this piece, I'm then going to get into this Joseph Kony, Kony 2012, 100 million views in just the last week. The State Department, Bill Gates behind it. Total invasion propaganda for Africa. And it really ties into how they've gotten the pro-war left to get so incredibly pro-war. And that's all part of the joke of giving Obama a Nobel Peace Prize and the rest of it. But here's that report first, from our reporter, Darren McBreen. See the full video report with the video instead of just audio of your radio listener at Infowars.com. Here it is.
Government-funded universities across the Western world are developing massive warehouses full of bioweapons that they say is for biodefense under the BioShield program. Airborne Ebola, smallpox, bubonic plague, bird flu, and the H1N1 superbug are being weaponized and kept in moderately secured facilities like at the Galveston National Laboratory on the campus of the University of Texas. Now, this may be one of the biggest threats we now face, as the risk of a deadly virus escaping one of these laboratories and starting a global pandemic, well, it is a clear and present danger.
Weaponized airborne Ebola, super weaponized viruses and bacteria that kill over 90%, 9 out of 10 people on your street dead.
The National Research Council, which is an arm of the National Academy of Sciences, released a report concerning potential hazardous risk associated with the new multi-million-dollar infectious disease research lab currently under construction in Kansas. It's located only 120 miles west of Kansas City. It's called the National Bio and Agrodefense Facility, and even though it's a level 4 bio lab, which is the highest secured rating issued by the CDC, the expert panel found that there is nearly a 70% chance that a disease will escape the laboratory during its planned 50-year operational lifespan.
Hit pause.
And it went on to say that the...
Hit pause and back it up 10 seconds. Now, there are over 200 of these already built. Most of them in level 2 facilities with level 4. Level 4 is weaponized smallpox, weaponized anthrax, okay? Weaponized zoologicals, everything. Weaponized systems, funguses that attack crops, you name it. And they've spent over $50 billion on developing these weapons in just the last two decades, and it's accelerated. So understand, the government, we're showing the reports on screen, says 70% chance in 50 years that something will get out of this facility. And there's hundreds of them. That's one facility. So it's a certainty when you've got 200-plus that it's going to get out in the next few years. Unless we raise a big enough hue and cry. I'm trying to save lives here. How much of what I've warned you of has come true? There's a matter of time till this gets out. And when we're asking, why is the system doing this when they have actuaries? They know it's going to get out. They're getting you ready for it. They want to reduce population, and they're going to use the release to take more liberty. And they'll pose as the saviors and sell you the drugs that treat it. Watch. Let's go back.
Nearly a 70% chance that a disease will escape the laboratory during its planned 50-year operational lifespan. And it went on to say that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has not adequately gauged the potential risk of a dangerous airborne pathogen escaping the compound.
There are bioweapons that are in unsecured, well, moderately secured environments, like in Galveston, Texas, and the CDC even went to one of these facilities in Kansas, and they're not as nearly as safe as they would hope. And they even said, the CDC even said, the one in Kansas has a 70% chance of some dangerous virus getting released.
I mean, what are the bylaws in keeping them safe? I don't think there's anything even designated to making sure that they're safe. It's such an, it's that gray area of the world that nobody really thinks about, but is.
Yes. Like, so you think it's a clear and present danger that we should try to prepare for or something like that?
I think everybody should always be prepared for anything. You know, it's like hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
That's right. Can you imagine the awakening that's going to happen if they release those bioweapons? After we've warned people so much, God Almighty, I hope the next phases of what we've broken down don't happen. God Almighty, I hope they don't. But I know one thing, I'm sure selfish. I've sure gotten my family ready.
Do you think it's wise for people that collect food and they have stockpiles of food and stuff like that just in case of emergency and have a place to go just in case something like this were to happen?
I don't have anything stockpiled.
I'm all about having weapons. I'm all about getting as much ammunition as you can get, getting it, because everybody's going to get crazy. They're going to want to get their hands on whatever sources are available, food, water, natural resources, anything to keep the normalcy of life continuing.
That's why I'm out here on the streets. I want to, like, learn, like, some street smarts. And, like, if shit goes down, then I want to be able to, like,
find your way around it.
Yeah.
No, let me tell you something. Once that something like that goes down, the people in the high-rise apartments and stuff, they're not going to know what to do. It's the people with street smarts are going to be
They won't
be
able to survive.
Just making sure that you have the resources that you need, because when the world gets chaotic, everybody loses their minds.
Let me put this in layman terms. A level 4 bioweapons lab should be 3 floors under the ground, barbed wire fences, minefields, and machine guns, and a system that if the super germs get out, they pull a lever, alarms go off, and the whole place goes up in flames. But instead, the global elite are storing it in level 2 facilities like the University of Texas at Galveston behind a glass door with a swipe guard right there in petri dishes. And they're doing this so that when they release it to massively reduce population, they can claim it was an accident. All right, there goes that report. But instead, you're supposed to be scared of Al-Qaeda, who the government openly funds to invade dozens of different countries. And when we come back, I'm going to get to the next section of our reports this evening, ahead of our guest joining us on the one-year anniversary of Fukushima, that the government said was no problem. There's no radiation. Nothing melted down. Never mind those mushroom clouds. And then all these universities reported hundreds and hundreds of percentage increases in radiation. So they just said, you know what? The EPA came out and said, look it up. We're just going to raise and say radiation's safe now. It's just a magic wand. And you're a conspiracy theorist if you don't like it. And if you don't like level 4 bioweapons labs in your town or nuclear reactors, well, just say they don't exist. In fact, I've heard people call UT to ask about the nuclear reactors in Austin. They just say they don't exist. Okay, that's fine then.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it any more than you think.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, I've already covered, if you just joined us, the fact that impeachment proceedings have been introduced in the House and Senate against President Obama for openly saying that the UN gives him his orders and Congress has no authority over war, which is a violation of Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11, and is treason, high crime, misdemeanor, and it says that in the legislation, too. no corporate dinosaur media, I don't want to call them mainstream anymore, coverage of this. I mean, there's never coverage of real news. There's no coverage that Obama Friday night signed a bill saying anywhere feds are or the president are, if you even protest in a park across the street from the president, felony charges. He signed that. All over the world, people are freaking out. The communist Chinese last week passed a law that they said was modeled after the NDAA to secretly arrest political dissidents and disappear them, and cited the United States. That was in Reuters. I mean, that's how bad it's getting. And I've got a stack of news where they're openly reintroducing the SOPA and ACTA type stuff to restrict the internet, and they're talking about restricting talk radio. Breitbart mysteriously dies. They're trying to kick Limbaugh off the radio. And I'm not saying those guys are perfect. The point is, certainly Obama doesn't like them. I mean, this is creepy, what's going on. All this is happening. I've studied Africa quite a bit because I'm addicted to geography. I'm addicted to factoids. I'm addicted to geopolitical systems. That's the political system of different regions and how they interact. I read globalist documents constantly. I'm obsessed with reality. I talk to yuppies and people, they think I'm trying to show off to them. But to be clear, Africa is so complex. So is Asia, so is the Middle East, so is Latin America, that even though I've spent more time studying Africa than most professors who study, you know, one little area of Africa, and I know almost nothing compared to some people. But to compare to the general public, it's like I'm a different creature altogether. And the system plays on that. They know the public can barely find. I've seen national surveys where more than half of high school seniors can't find Africa. Or even more think that Africa is a country, not a continent. So remember, the system, the State Department, the war criminals are playing on that ignorance. Now, it just so happens that Africa is blessed or cursed, you could say, with more natural resources than any other continent in the world, bar none. It's probably got five times any other continent in some of the studies I've seen. Oil, rare earth minerals, gold, diamonds, you name it, they got it. Coal, they got everything. That doesn't always mean success, though. Mexico, in big breakdowns you can pull up, CIA fact book, has triple the natural resources. Oil, timber, gold, soil, minerals, but Mexico's a hellhole because they have a corrupt leadership. You see, America really has no resources compared to a lot of other countries. Pretty resource poor. Almost like China's topography, it's been likened to, because geologically it's similar. But we've had incredible 5% of the world population out of 100 had more than half the wealth because we had freedom. Not perfect freedom, but more than anybody else. Now, where am I going with this? The United States has now been captured by six big mega banks. We are now a vassal militarily of that. Europe, Time Magazine headline, banker coup over Europe, and they go on to say it's a good thing. Economist Magazine, world government run by bankers. You'll pay your taxes to them. I thought none of that existed, but here it is. And so they're moving on all fronts to get rid of liberties, protest, freedoms, privacy, all over the world, from Australia to England to the U.S., from Canada to Germany. Worldwide standardized tyranny, freedom is being butchered. That's because the elite are getting ready to start World War III. They're moving on every front. They've got proxy wars in more than 14 countries right now, not to bring freedom. They don't care if you're a conservative, communist, socialist, liberal, Muslim, Christian. They don't care what your country is. If you're not fully owned by the bankers, you're going to have terrorist groups or rebel groups, your neighbors attack you, or a coup d'etat. And it's all public. The Senate even admits it's all there. They have quarterly reports on it. I knew 5 years ago the U.S. government was funding al-Qaeda to attack Iran. That's just been admitted in the last 3 months because it was all there. It was all in press releases to different elite think tanks, not for general consumption. The corporate whore media knows don't touch it, even though it's right there. Did you know the U.S. government ran the amnesty movement pressure in Mexico on the U.S.? That was actually in the Dallas Morning News 5 years ago. The point is, it's all staged, okay? And so last Tuesday or Wednesday, I see this video with like 30 million views. Now it's over 100 million, just one version of it, called Kony 2012. And I go, look, it's funded by Bill and Melinda Gates, funded by all these elitists, State Department's involved. And they say, get Joseph Kony of the Lord's Resistance Army. And I'm like, that guy hadn't been seen in 5 years. He controls 200 square miles. That's smaller than Austin, Texas. That's smaller than like Albuquerque, New Mexico. I mean, that's tiny. Up in the northern area of Uganda, it's rumored he may be in the country north of there or may be dead. So why is there this giant total media push of this video and kids buying bracelets that say, get Kony and have the UN arresting? And I went and did research just to confirm my first summation of it from the knowledge, because it's so fun to research. I probably spent 30 hours the last 5 days researching it. I mean, just every facet. Bottom line, this is what's happening. The West has brought al-Qaeda in. They're planning to start a civil war like Libya, Syria, everywhere else. The current dictator they've got in place in Uganda has been connected to other regional genocides of more than 7 million people. That's not debated in the last 15 years. Rwanda genocide came out of there. Hutsis, Tutus, Hutus, all of it. A lot of you are like, why are you giving us all these terms and names? They're able to lie to you because you don't know all this. Okay? So I see on national TV, it flashes to Hitler, Saddam, Bin Laden, and then Joseph Kony, who is like an imaginary Yosemite Sam character. I mean, literally a nobody. And it's all about war. So Angelina Jolie, who supported the Libya war, the Syria attacks, Iran, the police state, the Serb war, all of it, she comes out and says it's humanitarian. We've got to go get him arrested with the UN. That means military force. Now, there it is, expanded al-Qaeda into Uganda. There's the London Telegraph. And again, they bring the al-Qaeda in. That's the reason for the West to come in and get the, well, billions of barrels of oil total, 700 million just in the area Kony's people are still at, whether he's alive or not, his loyal supporters, trillions in rare earth minerals, lithium, you name it. It's all there. Everything they need for computer chips. So it's like the Remington paintings to get us into the Spanish War. In 1898, Spanish-American War. They just say, oh my gosh, there's a villain. We've got to invade and have the liberals, who in my experience is there's more wars and more warmongering when the liberals are in than the so-called conservatives. And there's this giant push in the public schools and through social media to have all the young kids giving money and crying and saying, kill Kony, and George Clooney comes out and all of them. Well, I'm going to say this. Clooney may be a useful idiot, I don't know, but I've studied Angelina Jolie enough to know that she is a UN delegate, a UN envoy. She's part of the Council on Foreign Relations that openly calls for genocide and world government in Africa. And she knows what she's doing. I've tracked her for about 6 years, and I can tell you unequivocally that by her measurement, because she's in the news saying, arrest Joseph Kony, invade to get Joseph Kony, who's like a phantom menace like Bin Laden. Nobody knows he's even alive. I can say under her criteria and under the UN's criteria, she and the UN and all of them should be up for war crimes. And I have all the articles at Infowars.com in the blurb and the video report I did, arrest Angelina Jolie for war crimes, Kony 2012. Listen to this. These are links to even the New York Times admitting all of this. Related. Armed troops burn down homes, kill children to evict Ugandans in name of global warming in Uganda. Reveal British corporation mass murders Ugandans in UN-sanctioned land grab. That's what's going on there. They just want to say, we're looking for Kony and have a genocide of a few million more people, which goes on all the time, while all the so-called liberals are cheering it on. It's the evil global corporations that are anti-free market, the same ones butchering our Bill of Rights and Constitution, that have us now financing a new war by the Nobel Peace Prize winner, Barack Hussein, the Kenyan Obama, to now launch more wars. They got proxy wars going on all over the planet. That's all part of the joke of giving him a peace prize. War is peace, directly out of 1984. So under their system, Angelina Jolie should be arrested for war crimes. I'm calling for it.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Pack save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are now into hour number two, and I'm going to give the number out to take phone calls. Are we ready, crew, to open the gate and let the callers come in? I'd like to hear from first-time callers. I do this at least once a week. Please be a first-time caller. I'd love to hear from you. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And I'd love to hear from you on the topics I've raised. You can bring up stuff. It's just that you bring up any topic you want. We don't screen your calls. Just sometimes when I've raised huge topics like a media blackout on the impeachment of Obama begun in the House and Senate for high treason, selling out our military and country to the UN. I can't believe I just said that. I mean, that's not rhetoric or hyperbole. That really is happening with no attention. We've got new wars they're gearing up for in Africa. U.S. troops already there. AFRICOM, with all these so-called peaceniks running around who really just want mass murder. We've got protesting being banned. We've got all sorts of crazy rulings. One-year anniversary of Fukushima with the system saying, you know, everything's fine. Building more reactors everywhere. Reactors all 9 out of 10 leaking. I mean, it's Twilight Zone level. I mean, I just want a good future. I want my family to have a good future. I want you to do well. But the globalists think the planet's theirs. They've stolen it through fraud and derivatives and money laundering and drug dealing and fractional reserve, money changer garbage, and now they just want us out of the way. Well, you know what? I'm not going to just go quietly into the night. There's those that are blissfully ignorant. There's those that make the decision to serve evil. There are those that are actually running the evil. There are those that are scared of the evil and decide to grovel. And then there are those of us that are aware of what's happening and realize life's only lived once and meant to be lived to the fullest, and that means resisting evil. I'm so fulfilled. I can't believe how fulfilled I am. Every moment is an explosion of thought and understanding and anger and rage and love and compassion and focus and confusion and exhilaration and pain and anguish and humiliation and just the dynamic human spirit, every palate, every color, every flavor, every smell, so alive, so real, so true. And I look at timid souls who don't get in the arena, and I just feel sorry for you. That's all I can say to you. And there are a lot of you out there that say, oh, Alex, you think you're smart. You're not smart. Are we going into tyranny? Is world government being announced? Is all this craziness happening? Okay, great. I'm sure you are smarter than me. Mr. Know-it-all out there. I know there are people smarter than I am. There are people out there a lot tougher than me. But let me tell you something. You come up and punch me in the nose, I'm going to come up swinging. That's the difference. I'll take action. What are you doing? I see these comments about Alex doesn't have all the answers. And yeah, stuff's bad, but what is he going to do? I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm asking you. I got respect in you. I believe in you. And I believe that when I cover scary topics like this, you're not going to get scared by it. You're going to get angry and take action. I keep thinking there are better men and women than me out there. You got me wrong. I'm not arrogant. I'm confident in a mission I've got to perform. I'm confident. There's a difference between being arrogant and being confident. And I'm confident because I'm doing the best I can. In the final equation, I know just how weak and human and mortal I am. But you know what? I got guts, and guts is enough. What are you doing to fight evil? I'm challenging you right now. I'm not putting you down. I'm saying I know you can do a lot. I know you've got answers and angles and skills I don't have. So let's see you step up to the plate right now. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for people out there of wealth and people out there of skill and beauty and creativity with different gifts that I don't have to step up to the plate. I can't do this alone. People say, I'm glad Alex Jones is out there fighting this. I'm here to get you moving against tyranny. I'm here to get you awake. I'm here to get you to realize that it's not just that we don't have a future if we don't beat this. That's true. But this is what life's all about, is the animating contest of liberty. If you read what the founding fathers have said, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, Thomas Paine, Patrick Henry, Sam Adams, John Adams, Hancock, John Hancock, history's happening right now, calling all liberty lovers, defend humanity.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm here live Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Then back Sundays, 4 to 6, weeknights, 7 p.m. Central, InfoWars Nightly News at InfoWarsNews.com. Okay, if you just joined us, I covered the fact that impeachment against Barack Hussein, whoever he is, Barry Sataro, Obama, has been introduced for treason and high crimes and misdemeanors, openly announcing in public statements, in letters, and in the directives to the Secretary of Defense that the Congress no longer commissions officers or is over war, but that the United Nations directs the President of the United States. And we've played the videos, the audios. It's all public. The articles are at InfoWars.com. It's HCon Res 107 at Library of Congress. But no corporate prostitute, dinosaur, sellout, traitor media has covered it. And they've not covered a lot of other really important stories that are going on. And this is my real frustration. I'm going to go to your phone calls and to our guest. I am sick and tired of watching global megacorporations that have overthrown Europe through corporate takeovers. That's what the New World Order is, corporate takeover of government. The biggest 100 economies, over 50 are corporations. They have intelligence groups, hitmen, everything. People have gone public on this. John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. He was taking orders from the Pentagon to go overthrow countries economically. And if they wouldn't take the money, they'd send in the black ops to assassinate leaders. And this isn't done for America. We pay for it. And then these global consortiums create monopolies and overcharge everybody. We pay for the empire. And then we get all the hatred for the empire, our names on it. And then now the empire is doing the same stuff they've done in the third world to us. Passing laws and regulations to shut down small farms and businesses. It's on. It's called Agenda 21. Now, we can easily say no to this. This is so criminal, so brazen, so naked, so over the top that the government's announcing they'll secretly arrest citizens for no reason and disappear you. that they're announcing they'll pull you over and download your phone without a warrant. Crazy. That they're announcing the UN commands our military. Off the charts. I mean, the senators last week were like, I'm almost breathless. That's not true. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11. And the Secretary of Defense, SecDef, said, no, we take orders from the UN now. And the generals all behind him gave hateful looks at the Senate. Because they're in control. It's like Caesar took over Rome. It's happened, if they get away with it. And it looks like they will, because they've got the traitor media. This will not be covered unless you force it out there. And they know we can force it out there, so they're moving openly now to start censoring the internet. All right, let's stop right there. Now we've got Rick, Martin, Sean, Brian, Joey, Roger, Stacy, Alexander, Karen, and others holding. That's probably enough calls, but I just gave out the number. It is 877-789-2539, first-time callers today. Please have your question and comment ready, because we don't have a lot of time ahead of Greg Palast coming up. Again, I've never talked about Angelina Jolie with all her Illuminati Tomb Raider garbage and all her Kabbalah tattoos and all her stuff and running around the world, you know, taking people's kids and all this. But I've watched her now push and say it's liberal and trendy to attack Libya and wreck that country and racial genocide against the black Libyans and put al-Qaeda in charge. No fan of Gaddafi, but he made deals with the West. Look what happened to him. They're attacking Assad of Syria, bringing in al-Qaeda. They overthrew the old dictator the U.S. backed and put in Muslim Brotherhood. Women are wearing burqas. No free speech now in Egypt. They're using al-Qaeda against Iran. They're using al-Qaeda against the U.S. to take our liberties. They're using them against Uganda. The Ugandan dictator has killed millions on record. And she's out saying, attack, go into Uganda. Because Joseph Kony, who hadn't been seen in 5 years, has a couple hundred fighters. I mean, it's just total war propaganda. With he's the new Hitler, invade Africa, when AFRICOM, our once military, is now announcing, just like NORTHCOM over the U.S., a jurisdiction over Africa with the U.S. invading with NATO all over Africa. I mean, I've got the New York Times last year saying, well, yeah, UN-funded groups are slaughtering farmers to take over the land for UN carbon sinks. I mean, why aren't you on that, Angelina Jolie? Joseph Goebbels, if he'd have been caught, would have been tried for war propaganda and crimes against humanity at Nuremberg. The problem is the UN is involved in global extermination everywhere. The UN is involved in genocide and child trafficking. Go look it up. I mean, it's so criminal, it'll make your head spin. They've twisted our military to do a lot of bad things around the world, but I'll tell you, nothing compared to the UN. They've got a criminal force. The globalists have tried to get our military to do a lot of really evil stuff, but on the ground, they don't usually do it. There's some anomalies and problems with the UN. You talk about an army, just type in UN troops, sex crimes, sex trafficking, everywhere they go. I mean, it is a legion of evil. But it's all about the ICC and hundreds of people they've got arrest warrants out for, and then the UN usually grabs you, takes you to The Hague, then you die in your cell. I mean, it is a joke. You can't call witnesses, nothing. What is the UN? It's just a big criminal consortium funded by these big megabanks. And Angelina Jolie is saying, arrest this person, invade Uganda, do all of this. The invasion's already on. It's like babies in incubators and stuff. It's just made-up propaganda. Joseph Kony hadn't been seen in 5 years. It's just he's some guy in the bushes so they can say, there's the imaginary bad man like bin Laden. So I'm going to tell you. Under your yardstick, Angelina, you've pushed for all these wars. You're a UN envoy. You are more guilty than Joseph Kony of war crimes against humanity. I don't think you're a useful idiot. You're a dangerous witch. And I'm sick of so-called liberals and their warmongering all over the planet. You people are sick. I just got so angry I just gnashed my teeth together. They're like ringing. I mean, man, this country's in trouble. Yeah, there it is. Peacekeeper sex scandal lingers. What is that, New York Times? I mean, there's so many of these. They come out every day. Folks, the globalists feed on the third world. They make movies like Blood Diamond. De Beers has a world diamond monopoly and runs all sorts of horrible stuff and sends mercenaries in to any country that mines their own diamonds. And then they make movies for the liberals and get every Hollywood star going, I want to invade countries that mine their own diamonds. The children are slaves. Total bull. It's all propaganda. The colonization of Africa has just continued, and they're exploiting it. So I don't want to hear all you bleeding hearts talk about how much you love Africa all day and how sad you are for Africa and how great Africa is. So tired of it. I don't want to attack Angelina Jolie. I know for a fact that Brad Pitt's seen my films and reportedly, I'm not even going to get into it, likes him and all this stuff. Well, then what are you doing? I happen to know you guys met with Aaron Russo like 5-6 years ago before he died and watched his film and said you knew about the New World Order. What'd you do, run off and join it after you found out about it? I could care less about your stupid celebrity. I've met enough big celebrities as big as those two idiots that I could care less. I know that it means nothing, but to the public it means something, and your name is being used to sell all this evil. And if you are a useful idiot, you better find out about the genocide in Africa. Bill Gates is in this Kony 2012 film where they're now getting caught up with the money missing and all these other problems. And it's just a big propaganda film for American children to get behind. Oh, the children, the missing ghost children. Oh, my gosh, we've got to invade Africa to save children. Oh, they're banging babies' brains out outside incubators in Kuwait. Oh, Gaddafi's got troops fueled by Viagra raping all the women. The bull goes on and on and on. Meanwhile, the United Nations all over Africa. You know, in Rwanda, it wasn't just one group killing another. The UN on record, it's known in the foreign press, actually slaughtered millions of people. The UN would get people in refugee camps and then machine gun them all. This is real genocide. This is real extermination over groups that own their own property, filled with oil, diamonds, and everything. If they try to mine one stinking diamond and sell it, the UN helicopters come in and murder them. And then I got to look at somebody posing like a liberal humanitarian, like Angelina Jolie, telling me how Libya and Syria and Iran and African wars is good. I'm sick of it. America has been turned into a giant engine of evil worldwide. So is Europe. But we're going to be looted and hijacked and destroyed. Our liberties are being burned up by the very same financial interests that have hijacked our country. Now, I'm going directly to your phone call straight ahead. Then Greg Palast is coming up. I'm fired up about freedom.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
There is a ray of hope. During the break, John Baum, one of our producers, was showing me a new movie coming out that I know is based on a true story about Bosnian sex trade run by the UN. That, I think it's out now. They do it everywhere because they have diplomatic immunity. I mean, they can commit crimes, rapes, murders, deal drugs. Who made the UN above the law worldwide? Well, global government makes itself above the law. The big mega banks are too big to fail. They set the rules. That's what global government is a select group of mafia insiders above the law. And they pass all these tyrannical laws to make you a criminal. And I'm tired of it. The globalists are evil. They're the greatest evil force on this planet. Does it mean every time they're attacking somebody that the victim is good? No. But it's all part of their global plan. National sovereignty is a firewall. And if you don't have that, their reign is going to be complete, and they are very wicked. So go watch my video and my special report about the UN murdering people en masse in Uganda. And Angelina Jolie supporting that invasion. Headline, arrest Angelina Jolie for war crimes. And I mean it. She is a Joseph Goebbels for these people. We are calling you out. All right, let's hurry. I've gotten like 12 phone calls here. We just opened the phone system for about 30 seconds and got that many. Rick in San Diego, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Prison Planet TV member, very appreciative of your fine work.
Thank you, sir.
Just a single point, Alex, because I listen to you every day, you know, and I really try to, you know, pay attention to what you're saying. And what occurs to me is when the masses of people realize what's going on with 9/11, when they come to understand widespread what's going on, that's the big point I'm getting from everything you're telling me. Because when I first heard you say 9/11 was an inside job, it took me back. And I'm like, how could that be true? Because I deal in evidence for a living. I present, you know, evidence is what I do. And I started to look at it. And when you take the emotion out of it and you actually look at it, it lends itself to very objective analysis, and it's beyond any reasonable doubt.
Sure, it's not saying some Muslim extremists aren't bad or aren't on the payroll. The fact is the government used those attacks to take our liberties and was involved intimately.
And the money to make from the military wars, industrial complex.
And the oil and everything.
And what is that evidence? I mean, it breaks down to very simple particles, which is you know, the implosion of Building 7 that was never hit by aircraft.
Hijackers trained at U.S. bases. Hijackers given visas into the U.S., just like the Christmas Day underwear bomber, on and on and on.
And there's just so much of it. And let me say, I know about a tenth of what you know. I'm not trying to say I know a lot about
this. Oh, no, I wasn't, like, showing off with info. The problem is there's too much info.
What do you think
the biggest smoking guns are?
The biggest smoking gun to me is Building 7 and how it imploded. You've made the point many times that it fell into itself.
Well, sir, CNN said as they did it, they're about to blow it up. I heard CBS Radio that day say they're going to bring down Building 7 for everybody's safety.
And then Silverstein said we made a decision to pull it.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to the cops that were there by name on the show who were on the CNN footage who heard the countdown.
Oh, yeah.
I've had the cops on the show.
And it housed CIA records. But you've also made the point that the other smoking guns are the intact passports found in burned rubble.
Yeah, magic passports found that day by the FBI. Who believes that?
How do you reconcile that with logic? And then, of course, the put options taken out on the market the day before.
And Marvin Bush being the head of security until the day before.
Yeah, and then one of the people from one of the agencies said we were mobilized to come out before.
Kennedy, the deputy head of FEMA, and then he said, oh, I was FEMA, wrong, yeah. and then later it came out it was true. It was Operation Tripod 2, which was a drill of attacks on the towers, so they'd already moved the emergency center out to mobile trucks the day before. I appreciate your call.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Folks, this is not a game. I interviewed the deputy head of emergency management, and he talked about bombs in Building 7. He was dead 2 weeks later. I mean, they've killed quite a few people I've had on the show. I'm only alive by the grace of God and your prayers. I wish people knew how real this was. And I may just have Palace on for like one segment. I'll get to your calls no matter what happens. I'm going to do it. Martin in Chicago, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Long-time listener, Prison Planet member.
Thank you.
I was just wondering why you haven't been covering, and I don't know if you have or not. Maybe you have, but The Fukushima could have been a false flag. Even Mike Adams has a big article on his site back in June.
The problem is I can't prove that one. I mean, look, it got hit by a tsunami and an earthquake. The systems all failed. I haven't seen evidence of a false flag. I'm not saying those that are wrong that do. I only go with false flag when I get incontrovertible evidence.
Well, the reactor 4 was in a total shutdown, was being totally retrofitted. That's proven. There's a guy with photos like about 3 or 4 days before that happened. So that could not have possibly blown up due to, you know, the tidal wave. That's just one of the things that they're talking about. And they're saying that professionals have come out and said that if a 9.0 quake actually did happen that close to Japan, the whole country would have been leveled. And supposedly there is very little building damage before the tsunami hit. So how could that have been a 9.0 quake?
You know, the only evidence of that, and you're right about one of the reactors being in cold shutdown, so how did it melt down, which it did, and I've had physicists on to try to explain that. Look, all I'm saying is 9/11, total staged event, USS Liberty staged, Gulf of Tonkin staged, Ajax staged. As for Fukushima, I mean, they've had reactors totally melt down in the U.S. before, the one in Southern California in the 50s, and we didn't know till the 80s. I mean, you know, real things do happen, but I think it's an interesting point. I'll have to look into it. Thank you so much for the call. Shane in Germany, Deutschland. Shane, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah. I'm a member of one of the two battalions of Apaches in Germany right now, and I just want to tell you that we're wide awake. I got about 20 guys we're working on, trying to understand what kind of legal recourse we have if we're asked to follow illegal orders. And, you know, I order a lot of stuff from you guys. I've got, the citizen's rule book, but we don't have a soldier's rule book. And a lot of us are ignorant. We're working hard.
Well, you know, until the 50s, you were given a rule book that said you weren't to follow illegal orders. Look, you got to make your own decision. Impeachment's been introduced against Obama for trying to launch these wars without Congress. It is illegal. I've had Colonel Schaefer on to say it is treason and it is illegal. He's still in the military. So he's risking himself. You notice they ignored that. There comes a time where you just can't shut up anymore. And if you do it, I do it in mass. I do it politely. I would use the legislation, HRES 107, to point out it's a high crime and misdemeanor. Your commander-in-chief says he takes orders from the UN, not Congress, soldier. If you're an officer, who commissioned you? The Congress. Who's your boss, the UN or Congress?
My boss is the American people.
That's right. And who do they elect? The Congress.
That's right.
The Congress has the war powers.
Entity that we have. That's right.
Yeah. So
I don't even agree with the war powers. But my heart is elevated higher than it's ever been before. Just talking right now on this program, and I'm telling you right now, we've got probably 25% of this Apache battalion is former Rangers and ground pounders, and these guys aren't going to do this.
Well, let me ask you the sense of them. Why are they really concerned? Why are they waking up?
You know, I've tried to figure that out. I was marginalized for probably 2.5 years. When I got back from my first deployment in Iraq, I felt like I was part of the German Luftwaffe over Spain, practicing the war machine, trying to find, you know.
I'll tell you what, Greg Palast is coming up. Sir, Greg Palast is coming up, but I want to have you finish on the other side before we go to Greg, okay?
Roger that.
Okay, roger that. Don't hang up. Shane in Germany, then we'll get to Greg Palast, then Brian, Joey, Roger, Stacy, Alexander, Karen, Cody, Nicolette. That'll be it for calls, but I've got to come back and let him finish up, because I've talked to a lot of military that say they will not go under UN command. All right, we've got Greg Palast of the BBC, and he's worked for ABC News, best-selling author, former criminal investigator for the federal government, joining us on Fukushima 1 year later for part of this segment, part of the next, and I'll finish up with all the callers. Brian, right through Nicolette that are holding, I'm going to get to you, but Shane in Germany is a Apache driver, Apache helicopter pilot. My uncle was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. Our military are such great people, but you're saying that a large portion of the people in your group are awake. Look, it was Admiral Fox Fallon, the head of CENTCOM, 5 years ago that said no to an Iran attack. Admiral Mullen, the last Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman, said no. The last head of the Mossad had to quit saying don't attack Iran. It's crazy for Israel and everybody else. So, you know, you ask, how do you say no? I would quietly circulate to everybody that impeachment's begun against Obama. That, I mean, have you seen the video where he says that the president now takes orders from the UN and Congress is not involved? If you're a new listener, folks, I've played it over and over again. They actually are saying the UN runs America. I mean, there's no brainer here. I mean, if they said the Russians, if they said the president now takes orders from the Russians, what would you do?
You've got about less than, what is it, about 0.3% of the entire population of the United States is in the active duty military. You know, that was about pre-World War II, after we had Pearl Harbor, went to about 10% of the whole entire population. I'm looking at possibly the U.S. military active duty being rendered irrelevant. Whatever's going to happen, whatever we're about to get involved in, everybody's spidey sense is up. But people are ignorant. They don't have what, in their gray matter, they don't have what they need. You look at G. Edward Griffin's interview with the KGB, Bresmanov, you know, it explains, you know, how they demoralize the United States through the education system. People don't have, they're not armed intellectually with what they need. That's all I'm saying. Now,
exactly, but you were asking me, what do you do to an unlawful order? You know, as a soldier, you don't take orders from the UN, especially when they say Congress doesn't count. I mean, have you heard that audio from the Senate?
I heard it all, and I'll tell you what, if that's what goes down, there's nothing left.
I just hope listeners realize, I've already aired it a bunch. I mean, it's online where the Secretary of Defense says, we take orders from the UN, Congress, butt out. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I'm saying this every day. I am saying this every single day at work.
Are people, and you say people are starting to get it?
People get it, and I'm not alone. I'm just saying that.
I think you guys should say, if there's not a resolution, if there's not.
We're in a race for rendering, whether or not it's the unlawful federal powers that have been usurped irrelevant, rendering that irrelevant, or we're being rendered irrelevant as we partake in this Roman empirical, you know, takeover of the United States, of the world, and we're being spread to the wind. So it's going to be, we're rendered irrelevant. Whatever event is going to happen, if we're going to prevent it, it's definitely feels like it's soon.
Well, I agree with you, and God bless you, Shane. Please try to call me back tomorrow whenever you can, but do whatever you think's best. But I would just point out, Obama's being impeached. He says the UN is your boss. If that isn't treason, I don't know what is, and I'd bring it up to your officers and let that sense go up through the chain of command. God bless you. I want to ask Greg Palast this question because he's written about it in his new bestseller, Vulture's Picnic. BBC reporter, American. Greg, we talked about this a month or so ago when you were on. The elite are making 40-to-1 bets like Corzine with MF Global with their own people's money. They're launching all these wars. They're trying to go into Africa now to get the resources, saying it's for Joseph Kony. They're trying to attack Iran. I mean, it's just, is there any level that this arrogance, this hubris is going to run out of steam? What do you make of all this craziness?
Well, there's a lot of money out there, man. I see them moving into Africa where, for example, I looked at the big backers behind Romney, the billionaires. They just seized a shipment of cobalt worth $80 million. You got cobalt, you got uranium with the resurgence of nuclear power. Remember, that means a resurgence of uranium. And that's not only the Republican side, but Bill Clinton's big backers are big in uranium.
Lithium, don't forget lithium.
You got lithium. And, of course, in Afghanistan, you have rare earths. You've got, you know, there's a lot of resource out there. So the machinery continues so long as there is funding. You know, I was looking, I just was discussing with my good friend Roseanne Barr about this Kony, you know, 2012 video. And, you know, it's very, you know, it's sadly funny. I just came back from the Congo and from Liberia and Africa where I did filming on these warlords. What's missing from the Kony film about the Kony 2012, it's all about some crazy warlord out in the middle of the rainforest in Uganda. But there are warlords with murderous child armies that have run all over Africa. They don't pull AK-47s and mortars from the trees in the forest. They are given those weapons. There is a tremendous, tremendous industry in getting out diamonds, gold, you name it, and getting guns and mayhem back in and people making money off the mayhem. If you know, so it's not about those Africans. Who's making the money from this? There's some the mayhem in Africa, the child soldiers, the killings. And I did this report for BBC when I took not just Kony, but the child armies of Liberia and Charles Taylor, who has been sent to The Hague. Who's behind these guys? Who's making the money? Well, I'd look to New York and Vail, Colorado, and the billionaires in the U.S. in Geneva and London and France.
Exactly. These are like globalist.
Well.
These are like globalist prison wardens. Now, the reason we got you on here with this abbreviated interview today, Greg, is Fukushima, 1 year anniversary of all that. In the week coming up a year ago, reactors blowing up. Some of them are still melting down a year later, and we're told radiation is now good for us.
Yeah, the radiation salesman, I think that the soldier that you just spoke to will appreciate this, that the U.S. Congress in 2010, at the request of the Obama administration, virtually unanimously voted for an emergency war appropriation, which would provide armor for our soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq. And in a tiny, tiny paragraph hidden deep in that bill, was an $8 billion loan guarantee for nuclear power plants. Now, what that has to do with armor for our soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan, you tell me. But that $8 billion now is funding the building of four new twin sets of nuclear reactors in the U.S. And I'm very concerned because the first reactor is built, by the way, will be down towards your way. They're supposed to be built at South Texas. And they say, don't worry, these will be safe because I can't make this up, the management of the construction and operation of the plant will be by Tokyo Electric Power. Like that? That's what's happening here. And you know, they gave us such jive about Fukushima, such jive. And they said that it was brought down by an earthquake and a tsunami, that they didn't expect a 9.0 tsunami. That's true. The 9.0 tsunami, was in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, about 110 miles from Fukushima. By the time it hit Fukushima, it was a lot less. What happened? The answer is that that they cheaped out, that the builders had faked the earthquake proofing at the plant. So that the earthquake at the plant wasn't that bad, but it was still because they lied.
Let me ask you this question. I saw a number put up by the federal government even a few months ago saying 9 out of 10 reactors, 440-something worldwide, are leaking. And I hear about in Southern California one leaks, and they're like, next time we're not going to turn the alarms on. And then one goes off in Illinois, another in Nebraska, Colorado, Canada. They're going off all the time. They're like 30, 40 years old. They're rotting. They were supposed to go 20 years. What are the elite thinking? They're just going to let them all rot because they're still getting dividends and their grandkids will all die, but they'll have money? I mean, what's going on here?
Well, that's is how it works, isn't it? Look at the Gulf spill cheaping out, BP cheaping out on the safety there. And, you know, you heard my story from Vulture's Picnic about how they, you know, didn't use that they use cheap cement to plug those things. You know,
well, stay there, Greg. We're going to come back. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying Halliburton's a great company. I'm not. I've attacked them, but they were just doing the actual contract to drill it. BP tells them inject seawater and concrete. And they go, that'll blow up. It's never worked. It'll blow out. They said, just do it. And so it blew out. I mean, it's just delusional. We'll be right back.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You bet we're broadcasting worldwide, reaching more than 15 million people a week. Number one on the web at Infowars.com when it comes to alternative media. I mean, we're, I don't know, like 14 times bigger than MSNBC.com and Infowars.com. Go look it up at Alexa.com. All right, look, I got to get Greg Palace on for a full hour soon. I'm almost out of time. I promised to go to some of your calls, Nicolette and Alexander and Brian and others. But, Greg, look, bottom line here, as I was saying, I'm not against technology. There's some cleaner forms of nuclear power. The problem is if the companies are run by crazy loan sharking banker mafia people, and they start telling us radiation's good, as you know, the EPA last year just raised the levels and said it was safe because of Fukushima, then I'm totally against it. It's like I'm for the death penalty, but you can't trust a corrupt government to implement it.
Exactly. I was a racketeering investigator and ran the big case against the plant builders in the U.S., including Shaw Construction, which is going to build all four new nuclear plants in the U.S. and will rebuild Fukushima. The problem is not nuclear power per se. You could build a safe nuclear plant. What you can't do is have private companies, private sharks who can make a buck off skimming and put the money in their pocket. If they build a nuclear plant, good night. There's nothing wrong. It's not nuclear power per se. It's the guys who are running it. You're talking about Shaw Construction. I got them convicted of racketeering, and here they are back. You wouldn't let a guy convicted of you know, driving a school bus drunk and giving him another license to drive a school bus. These are guys convicted of lying about earthquake proofing, of all things. They lied about emergency diesel generators. I put it in front of a federal grand jury.
That's it. Just ban nuclear power except for submarines and military, because they haven't had that bad of a record. Ban them. I mean, that's it. I mean, if you guys want to build this like you build some mafia high school, I'm done. Ban it. I mean, what do you say we do?
You can't trust these guys. That's the problem. You cannot trust these guys. The guarantees were given to Citibank and JP Morgan. If things go bad, they get a guarantee and you get thyroid cancer. I'm sorry, that's not a good deal. I want, if these guys don't have their own behinds on the hook here monetarily, if things go bad, they literally lose not a dime if things go bad.
Well, Greg, let me ask you this question. Two questions. A, can you come on Monday or Tuesday for like 30 or 40 minutes because we're out of time here?
And I'll make sure for you. Yeah.
You want to come on tomorrow or Tuesday?
Tuesday be better.
Well, let's get you on in the last hour Tuesday. That'll be 1 o'clock Central. How's that sound?
We'll make sure we get there.
Okay, boom, because I want to do a full hour on this because I forgot you've actually sent them to prison for this stuff, so you're a true expert on it. But expanding, other question, what are these crazy people thinking doing this? Where does it end? I mean, if these reactors were supposed to be shut down 20 years ago, most of them, as you know, 40 years old, are we going to start just seeing disasters everywhere? Because it's already started.
Yeah, and they may not tell you about it. It's cracking and corrosion. You have to understand it's 3,000 degrees, tremendous pressure in these pipes. They crack and corrode. Some of them are down to a hundredth of an inch of thickness. You've got a tremendous corrosion problem of thousands of miles of piping that they can't even get to. So I'm very concerned about this new business of doubling the life. Well, they can't double my life if things go wrong, can they? And this is a big... big problem. They said that these are the same people who said no one was hurt at Chernobyl after the other than at the explosion itself. And I just spoke to a doctor in the Ukraine who herself has thyroid cancers. There's a tremendous epidemic of thyroid cancers there. It's ridiculous to say that radiation won't hurt you. Come on, guys. That's, you know, and the
problem. Well, that's like the TSA and the radiation scanners. They say they're good for you. And now we learn they've let the troops for 20 years use DU and it's killing them. I mean, the elite claim they're in control. They're only good at bossing us around. These people are so confident and so full of chutzpah or bravado, they're destroying our entire planet, including their planet. They're crazy.
Well, remember, Bin Laden didn't fly a plane to a building. These rich guys don't do this stuff themselves. They don't put themselves in harm's way. The vultures have their ski places in Vail. There ain't no nuclear plants over there. There ain't any nuclear plants near New York City now. They killed that off. They were supposed to have them in New York. So, you know, let's face it. These guys don't put themselves in harm's way. You're the guinea pigs. You're the troops. And gee, isn't it a shame what happened to Fukushima again? These were the guys that told us that Tokyo Electric were the pros, and they invited them to Texas to build your plants in Texas. Now they're telling us, oh, well, that's the Japanese. They don't know what they're doing. They have those little tiny hands. They can't deal with electronics. Come on, guys. You just told us that these were the pros and that you're going to bring them to Texas.
All right.
Same
Greg Palast.
Phony jive.
Greg Palast, again, his Skype's breaking up. He hasn't had a fifth of Jack Daniels. Greg Palast, you are awesome. We're going to talk to you on Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining us. I got rid of Greg early just to keep my promise. Thank you, sir, to go to your phone calls. GregPalast.com is his website. Our site's Infowars.com. And my Twitter account is twitter.com/RealAlexJones. But I promise to go to your phone calls. So let's make it happen. 1 minute apiece to get to most of you. Nicolette in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm a senior in high school in Connecticut. And I woke up about 6 months ago when I saw Loose Change, and I listen to you whenever I can. I am committed to waking others up, and although kids are always making fun of me about it, teasing me about it, for example, when I brought up chemtrails in my AP environmental class, they mocked me saying, yeah, like, oh, yeah, I'm sure there are chemtrails, and 9/11 was an inside job, and I was like, well, 9/11
was. The government admits their geoengineering, yeah.
Exactly. So I woke up my sister with Loose Change. She couldn't sleep for weeks. I woke up my friends, Amanda and Izzy, and they get it. So just last week, I showed my dad a video clip of you predicting 9/11 in July, 2 months before it happened, and that freaked him out just for a couple of days, but then he came back to me and he said, you know, I've made a decision to trust my government. I'm a former prosecutor, and now I'm just concerned about your mental health. And he just says that I'm a conspiracy nut, so he's listening right now to the show because he knows I'm on, and what would you say to him to wake him up, or moreover, like, what should I say to him to wake him up?
The Soviet Union arrested people that thought Stalin was bad. Hitler had people arrested for mental illness who thought that Hitler was bad. Government is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. It's like fire. George Washington said that, so... I think that, you know, your friend needs to wake up and realize that impeachment's been introduced against Obama. This is a big, big news. Back when it happened to Clinton, it was top news for selling us out to the UN and saying our military's under UN control. I mean, I'd ask your friend, why isn't this bill in the 112th Congress, H-Con Res 107, at the Library of Congress? He can go look it up right now. Why isn't this news? You know, that's the type of question I'm asking. Nicolette, good to hear from you. Great to know we have so many young listeners. You are the future. God bless you. Let's go to Brian in North Carolina. You're on the air, Brian.
Quick, urgent report for you.
Go ahead.
All right, thanks. I'm going to my Mayodan Town Council and State Senator in North Carolina tomorrow, 7 o'clock p.m., to resist Agenda 21, provide the facts at the James A. Collins Municipal building. I've sent a news tip to your show tips email. about this, Alex, 7 days ago, under the subject on Mayodan Town Council.
Well, you're awesome, and God bless you. We do sell the excellent book, Behind the Green Mass, Agenda 21, at InfoWars.com. It exposes the entire globalist program of control. You're saying you sent us a news tip? Good. Fight international zoning that's set to take over and destroy property rights in your area today. Austin, where I live, is totally under this criminal system. Resist it. Let's go ahead and talk to Karen. Karen in Arizona, you're on the air. Karen, go.
Things. The Arizona Corporation Commission is having a study group on smart meter on in March at the end of this month. Also,
oh, yeah, they promised those would never control your temp, but now they do, and track everything you're doing. Yeah, a government smart meter you pay for. Give me a break.
Okay. Now, another, and so I can email you that information. Another thing is, don't tell me anymore you can't do anything, because you can't. I got the smart meter from my electric grid, and I had it taken off my
water. Ma'am, you've got incredible power. Do you think I'm saying you don't have power?
No. I'm talking about other people. Cause
no, you got power, and you're kicking globalists hind end. I want to hear what you're
also,
all right
also,
now.
Also, real fast. Shofar Pyle is supposed to come up here in my area tomorrow, and so I always pray for his safety and protection.
You're awesome. So I got to jump, Karen. You are awesome. Alexander in Colorado, 30 seconds. It's all we've got. I'm sorry.
Yes, I am a veteran and a student at Colorado State University. We have shown the blueprint of Mad Men in class with over 200 people.
Awesome.
And it was so amazing to see how these people are waking up, and all the youth are actually starting to understand what's going on. And Alex Jones, you are just an amazing person, and I really...
You're amazing. We're all together. Free humanity against a small group of criminals. By the way, New World Order Blueprint of Mad Men is free online, folks. Get it. Get it out to everybody. God bless you. I'm sorry to the other callers. Back tomorrow, 11 a.m. We'll see you then. InfoWars.com. Great job, crew.